Hi everyone, I am your host Brittany and welcome to One Hot Mess. All right guys, so I'm super excited because today we're going to be talking about how to start a spiritual journey and what to expect. So it's basically for beginners. So let's get into this. When you start your spiritual journey, you will begin to change your perceptions and see a new meaning of reality. It's a journey to higher consciousness and fuller awareness. You will learn to heal yourself from the pain that you carry, social customs, and the typical traditional thinking. So you move on from being unconscious to being a capable, conscious, caring, holistic, and fully functional person, and you will finally begin to understand the mysteries of life. So yeah, in today's episode, we're going to talk about how to start a spiritual journey with some powerful tips and also discover why you should choose a spiritual path and more. So let's go on with it. Okay. First of all, a spiritual journey is a personal process to deepen your knowledge, wisdom, and your understanding about yourself, the world, and a higher power. It's an opportunity to discover who you truly are and basically to find your calling in life. And as your awareness increases, you will realize that there is only one of you. Who you are will develop to include all parts of life, perceptions and feelings related to the complete self will unfold in stages, and that's because there are certain degrees of truth in the process of realizing the full truth. It is a continual process of exploring yourself and others, engaging in relationships and groups, and learning from your higher self. So maybe you're wondering what you can expect on your spiritual journey. And the answer would be a wide range of experiences and definitely personal growth. So let's go over some things you might encounter, such as self-discovery. Your journey will likely involve deep self-reflection. You may uncover aspects of your personality, desires, fears, and beliefs that you were previously unaware of. And this self-discovery can lead to a greater understanding of yourself and your place in the world. Also, you will be seeking meaning and purpose. A lot of people embark on a spiritual journey to find a deeper sense of meaning and purpose in life. You may question the nature of existence, the meaning of suffering, and the purpose of your own life. In this search for meaning, it can be transformative and lead to a greater sense of fulfillment. Also, a spiritual journey often involves seeking a connection to something greater than oneself. And this can manifest in various ways, depending on your own beliefs, such as connecting with a higher power, the universe, nature, or the collective consciousness. The sense of connection, it can bring a really profound feeling of unity and belonging. And as you progress on your journey, you might experience a greater sense of inner peace and contentment. And this can come from cultivating mindfulness, practicing gratitude, and just letting go of attachments and desires that no longer serve you. You may learn to find peace in the present moment and accept things as they are. And of course, there should be healing and growth. Spiritual journeys often involve healing emotional wounds and addressing unresolved issues. And as you delve into your inner world, you might encounter past traumas, limiting beliefs, and negative patterns of behavior. And through various practices such as meditation, therapy, or energy work, you can work towards healing and personal growth. While on your spiritual journey, you may experience shifts in consciousness and expanded awareness. So this can involve moments of clarity, intuitive insights, or transcendent experiences in your perception of reality. It may broaden and you may develop a greater sense of interconnectedness with all beings. But spiritual growth, it does require regular practice and discipline. And this may involve engaging in activities like meditation, yoga, prayer, journaling, or mindfulness. And consistent practice can deepen your understanding and connection to your spiritual path. And like any journey, your spiritual journey may have its share of challenges and setbacks, and you may encounter doubt and resistance or face difficult emotions along the way. And these challenges can be valuable opportunities for growth, self-reflection, and pushing you to overcome obstacles and deepen your commitment. So it's important to remember that everyone's journey is unique and what you experience may differ from others. The key is to remain open, curious, and compassionate towards yourself as you explore and navigate your own spiritual path. So, how to start a spiritual journey? It often begins when experiencing a personal crisis or a spiritual awakening. And this can trigger an inner desire to find the depth of what is happening, to discover deeper meaning in your life purpose. And sometimes the journey begins without even having any conscious thoughts. It may be that you are experiencing problems, or your habits need to be changed, or you are in a non-functional relationship. Because these are a lot of times the problems we want to get professional help with, such as therapy, and different therapy forms can open the door for a deeper search. Any catastrophic event, such as illness, divorce, unemployment, or death of a family member, will often force you to search for answers. And this is because you're feeling confused, hurt, or angry. And when you are in this state of mind, you can open the door to new perceptions. Okay, so now I'm going to give you some guidance to help you get started on your spiritual journey. So first of all, take the journey step by step. When you decide you're ready and you want to go on a spiritual journey, it might feel overwhelming in the beginning. So just take it slow and look for things that interest and resonate with you. Also, reflect on your beliefs. Take the time to evaluate your current beliefs and values. Ask yourself what you believe in, what is important to you, and what spirituality means to you. Maybe you can write down your thoughts to help clarify your beliefs. And you know you're going to need to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is a mental state that's achieved by focusing one's awareness on the present moment. So you can practice mindfulness through meditation, yoga, deep breathing, or simply by paying attention to your thoughts and feelings at the moment. And by developing a mindfulness practice, you can improve your mental clarity and understand yourself better and your place in the world. And always practice kindness. Connect with your heart and practice kindness to both yourself and other people. But remember, to bring kindness and compassion into the world, you have to first start with yourself. And spending time in nature, it can help you feel more connected to the world and to the universe. So this can include activities like hiking, camping, or simply just taking a walk in the park. By connecting with nature, you will develop a deeper appreciation for the natural world and find inner peace and tranquility. And you might want to find a community. You know, joining a spiritual group or community can provide support and encouragement as you explore your spirituality. And this can also allow you to connect with others who share your beliefs and values and learn from their experiences. Gratitude is a powerful tool for spiritual growth. By focusing on what you have rather than what you lack, you can cultivate a positive outlook and build a more spiritual connection with the world. You can practice gratitude by just keeping a journal, writing thank you notes, or just reflecting on the things you are thankful for each day. And it may be helpful to have a teacher or mentor that can provide guidance and support as you're navigating your way, you know, through your spiritual journey. They can help you deepen your understanding of spirituality, provide a different perspective, and help you to find your own path. But it's important to choose someone who aligns with your beliefs and values and who has a proven track record of helping others on their journeys. As your awareness increases with new information, your perspective will change. Try to be curious and ask questions, even when you think the answer doesn't exist. Keep an open mind and educate yourself by researching things that interest you. There will be many questions coming up for you to puzzle over. And some of those questions that may pop into your head. You want to take time to reflect on each question to truly get to know yourself and what you want out of life. And those questions may be like, who am I really? Or why am I here? Why did these things happen to me? What can give my life more meaning and purpose? Why am I worried about what family and friends think? What can I change so I can truly live the life I want to be living? These questions and much more need to be answered. So searching for these answers will allow you to enter a deeper pursuit of life. Life always answers your inner questions by bringing you answers and new experiences, and the experiences may come through books, religious and spiritual teachings, or just by listening and learning as you grow. But you must be prepared to see, feel, and hear these insights. And remember that spirituality is a personal journey, And what works for others may not work for you. The most important thing is to stay open, be curious, and continue exploring until you find what resonates with you. All right, also, shadow work is necessary on your spiritual journey. So integrating shadow work is probably the most important part of educating yourself further on your journey. The shadow is a part of you that is unknown to your conscious mind, yet influences every aspect of your life. It is natural and universal, capable of creating and destroying. Within yourself, the shadow will show up as your subconscious patterns, addictions, motivations, and triggers. In many ways, it is the force that runs your life. So, working with our shadows is what is needed during these times. This is a brave undertaking and also joyful, heart-opening, and meaningful. Few things fulfill us as deeply as discovering our true sacred mission and how to bring our light to a world that needs us. All right, guys, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I greatly appreciate it. Please make sure to hit that follow button or share One Hot Mess with a friend. And I will talk to you guys later. Have an amazing day.